I have a question.
That's very bad.
May I ask it anyway?
There is no anyway. There is only one way.
One.
All the anyways are wrong ways.
May I ask it one way? You, over the years, you've spoken about and said you're either in love or you're not. There's no half in love. You're either praying or you're not. You're at the mosque to pray or you're not. And you've spoken about the light, like the sun, the moon, and the stars. And like the sun being, you know, God, as it were, the moon, the prophets, and the stars, the lesser being. So how is it that love is not divisible? For you're either in it, but there are gradations of the light. Or gradations of reflection of the light.
Can you talk about the quality of the wine or the shape of the bottle? When we talk about indivisible love, the quality, we are talking about the quality of a very special wine. It is that wine or is not. There is no different grades in this wine we are talking about, because this is the essence of the essence. Okay. Where is that love?
Inside, outside.
It cannot be located.
Right.
It's everywhere, because it's the essence of existence. That love is coming from the major to the masterpiece. You remember, we believe this, existence is a masterpiece. If we notice some shortcoming, what are those shortcomings about? Our understanding, we don't get it. Because we know that we don't get it all. What's happening really? How could I really get what's happening when I'm a little part of that great being? Because this is what we are, aren't we? We are a little part of a very great, grand, complicated system. Physically speaking, 20 billion galaxies working together all to make this happen, whatever it is. We believe this is a masterpiece. We even believe it's going somewhere. It's not blindly happening. By itself, it's moving towards something that we notice, we know. How do we know that? You know that everything is in motion, physically, literally. All the atoms, electrons, blah, 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 blah. Everything is just going somewhere, doing something. So existence is not a real existence. It's a happening. It's a flow of something which has started from somewhere and is going to somewhere, and it is planned. Not exactly, but it is planned. Because there is no exact plan. When we're talking about that level of looking at the things, then we talk about the essence of love. Because we know that it is being cared for, this existence. So love is coming to it. Then what happens? Love does come and go automatically in every single particle of this universe? Yes. Do they get it? Of course they get it. Look at them.
They are in order, they know what they should do, don't they? Are they confused? None of these molecule atoms will give up. They do what they have to do. Then there is this magic of life. In addition to that, that was precision of Earth. Every single particle of this universe precisely knows what to do. When you bring two pieces of one kind of uranium, you just bring them together. An atom bomb will go off. There is nothing to it, just bring them together. You know the technology for that? We build up a box that will separate these two pieces not to be able to connect. Then we blow that stuff off. These two pieces, they connect, they explode. All of them, they know what to do. Then there is something else, element of chance. This element of chance is understood by living creatures. They look for chances because they know it's not all the same. There are exceptions, and you will find the exceptions. You will cope with the rule and the exception. All the animals live with the rule of survival and element of chance. They have to be lucky to remain alive, because that's another rule. Right? Over there, we're talking about what? That element of love, which was raining down, it goes automatically in all non-living particles. When it comes to the living creatures, they have limited choices. Because they take the chance, they have some freedom of movement and choice, right? This choice will give them a shape, a form. Now we are not talking about automatic love. When it comes to us, we are the real creatures here with a choice, aren't we? So that love is raining upon our head. It's up to us. If you have the spirit and you're looking for it, you will have it. If not, you'll be an empty bottle. This winery has a lot of bottles. It could even afford, in an earthquake, for millions of these bottles to break. So what? The wine is being produced constantly. It's raining above our head. And it's up to you. The choice is yours. To be a lover means to be the source of this. The rest, they are consumer. You could be the source of love by having your spirit looking for love. You will not become somebody full of love as a quantity. You will be full of love as a quality in you means you are full of love. You are the fountain of love and you disperse the love. That's how human love exists. Look at the guy we are listening to. He was a knowledgeable, loveless creature. And later he said, before that, we all together, we would say, this is the master. This is what Rumi was. When Shams came, he said, I was blind. My eyes were open. I was crying. I became the laughter. I was reversed. Suddenly, now I get it. What did he get? To give love. Not knowledge. Not impose your knowledge to others. Give them love. Love them. And show them how to be a lover. Because good feeling is only in the lover. it started with the first lover who made everything out of love.